Pittsburgh's first ever Cranky Festival takes place this Sunday. Cranky is a modern term for a more than 200-year-old art form where an illustrated scroll is cranked from one end of a backlit box to another to tell a story. Local musician Ellen Gosian, who organized this weekend's festival, tells us more about the Cranky's history and current resurgence.
My name is Ellen Gosian. I live in Regent Square in Pittsburgh, Wilkinsburg. The term cranky was coined in the 1970s, but it's really a very small version of something called a moving panorama, which was, a European phenomenon in the 1800s. And they were enormous paintings, and they would travel from town to town. They were accompanied by an orchestra. They were, mass entertainment before film. So audiences, large audiences would gather to watch these battle stories or trips down the Mississippi or things that seemed grand and exciting that people would want to see. So I have two wooden dowels supporting an illustrated scroll. And the scroll's inside this box with a little proscenium, a little window frame, and the entire contraption is backlit. So we turn the lights down, and the illustrations are illuminated. They kind of glow, and the illustrations progress during the song or the story or the banjo tune. So I turn this knob on my scroll, and I advance the scenes of my story. I go to a music festival in West Virginia every year, and some old-time musicians and singers brought a few crankies with them, and it was a new thing that folks had not seen. So it was just emerging, but as soon as I saw them, I fell in love with them, and I decided I would make one, and I knew that there had been scattered cranky fests around the country, and so I immediately thought, we're going to do that in Pittsburgh. This is an old ballad from Sheila K. Adams, and this is Pretty Fair Miss.
Sat a pretty fair miss all in her garden, and a handsome young soldier came riding by.
I chose this story because I thought it would be easy to illustrate, but as I went along, I found that it was actually describing very abstract ideas about a person thinking or remembering, and it wasn't very action-packed. So I really had to stop and consider how to illustrate certain feelings.
Standing by the gateway, a man of honor you may be, but how could you impose on a fair young maiden who never intends your bride to be?
The music that we listen to now that is popular has come from somewhere. So I think that's important to know the roots of the things that the art that we make today. And I think it's wonderful to have something that's not electronic, that's handmade. So music that you make at home, and art that you make at home and that you share in small communities, I think is really important so that we maintain human connection.
Perhaps your lover is drowned in the ocean. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's taken another girl and married. His face you'll never see again.
The Pittsburgh Cranky Fest takes place Sunday evening at the Wilkins School Community Center. You can find more information and watch a video of Goshen's Crankies at our website, wesa.fm.